my default response has been to want to speed up and do more for people and do more stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, just give yourself a moment, like give yourself a moment to figure out what you should be doing right now. Like, how can you best serve instead of just scattering energy like I always do? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where you are my co-host.
Hello, Lori. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Well, I'm glad that we could make this happen because we've got some crazy circumstances in the world right now. And one thing that I know for sure is that if I'm good at anything, it's being, you know, a light and being funny and weird during this time.
100%. You are a shining light.
I feel pretty like my belief is at 100% that you also are a nice, weird, shining light.
This is our time to shine, Lori. Let it out.
We've been waiting for this. Now that you're all stuck at home, you have no other choice than to listen to us. It is a captive audience and we are choosing to make you a better version of you.
Yeah.
The at-home version of you.
What's the at-home version of Lori?
Oh, well, she's not any different. Yeah, no, she's not.
That's what I thought.
Although I have been finding it really challenging, like, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, is it time to have a cocktail yet?
Same. Is it wine and cheese time? Are we going to have some bread?
I don't understand. Like now I know when, because my husband's parents always like, my mother-in-law is always like, you guys don't get it. We just had happy hour every day. And I'm like, well, I kind of get it now. Like you stay home all day. I've cleaned the house. I've talked to everyone. I've done all my appointments. And then I'm like, guess it's time to just relax and gaze into each other's eyes and have a martini and some cheese.
Right? I completely agree. I've had a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it.
I don't highly recommend that we do this for all of quarantine time. But today I woke up this morning. Do you know what I said to myself? I'm like, you're going to not have a cocktail today. This is the goal.
I need to do that too.
But you're on the road. Yeah. So let's talk about this. You're on the road. You're going home to your husband's family, Adam's family. So I just love that in and of itself that you're going to be a part of the Adam's family.
We're going to be a part of the Adam's family. It's going to be really fun.
And I don't know who's going to be cousin it or not. Do you think that they'll have the hand walking around the house?
Oh my gosh, that hand is so weird.
It's so creepy, but who doesn't want one? I'd be like, time for a massage. Get over here, hand.
There's definitely going to be give me my snacks.
Snacks, hand, massage. I'd be like, feed me a Cheez-It and then rub my shoulders.
Why are Cheez-Its so good in a time of crisis?
I don't know. But, you know, Delta has recently switched over a lot of their snacks to Cheez-Its. And they just come down that row over and over. And they're like, would you like some more? And I'm like, what do you think?
100%.
I just look at her and I say, what do you think? Just like that.
Like, here.
Kidding.
Take two.
I would never, ever do that. I'm more like, let me see what's in the basket. Oh, Cheez-Its are in here again. Oh, I better take some for later. That's what I do.
Same. I love the new Cheez-Its. They're great.
I know. They aren't. I don't want to get anyone excited. Like, Cheez-Its did not come out with a new 2.0 version, but the new Cheez-Its on Delta flights.
They're really good.
Oh, they're amazing. They're great in time of crisis, just like you said. So what I want to share is that you are going home to your husband's family's house. And we just talked for a minute about this, about how maybe Like, you might have to have a conversation for them. Like, hey, how do you function? How do you function best? Like, when is quiet time? When do I, do you expect me to clean the house for rent, or what's happening there?
What are our chores? What do I have to do to earn my keep? I don't, it's going to be, like you said, some boundary setting and fitting into their lives and seeing how we can continue with our things. And I'm really grateful that they're opening their home to us. That's really nice. But it's going to be weird living at home as an adult.
You know, I think it, if you really want to tap in, like, there are many, many other countries that actually do this. Like,
seriously,
for real, it's what they do. Like, they all live together for a very long time. So I would just probably find like appropriate names that they want to be called. So sir, madam.
not looking them in the eye when we walk into rooms, like backing out of rooms, never turning our back.
I just want you to call them like queen and then their name and then king and then his name. And I want you to constantly walk into every room like that, like kind of bent over.
Yeah.
With a jester outfit on.
We were thinking, because we're talking about how, you know, you're all stuck at home right now. So we decided we're going to plan a date night for them at home and leave like an invitation outside their door and then cook dinner for them and pretend to be the servers.
Oh my God. I love that. That's the best ever. Okay. You have to do that now, because now I need to talk about it on the next Questionably Awesome.
We have to do it. It's okay. 100%.
Do you think they have like maid outfits and stuff? Housekeeper outfits and things?
Oh yeah, they definitely have housekeeper outfits
for you guys
to change into.
I want you to both wear the sexy female ones, you and Adam.
Really short shorts for Adam.
And be like, don't be distracted by our outfits. Please just enjoy your date.
Enjoy your dinner.
All right. Well, we're going to draw a card for each other, but do we have our review of the week? Are people still writing in reviews right now?
They are, which is really nice.
That is more than appreciated.
It really is. This is from Dr. Sean Horn. She says, I beyond love this podcast. The content is motivating and inspiring, with tools to not only improve your life, but also fuel your dreams. Learn new things, get a pick-me-up, find motivation to press on, learn business hacks for your success. It is all here. Thank you, Lori. You are a blessing.
Oh my gosh. Dr. who? Sean.
Dr. Sean Horn.
Dr. Sean Horn. Thank you so much for putting that amazing review in. Like, I don't deserve it. Okay.
Yes,
I'm worthy. I'm worthy. Thank you. Loved every word.
That was really nice.
Hashtag I'm worth it. Thank you. I'm letting it soak in.
Good. You should.
All right. So moving on, we are going to, instead of quotes, I'm going to draw a card for you. This is, one of Gabby Bernstein's. Let me see what deck this is. I think it's, is it her Miracle Worker deck? I think so. Right when I said Miracle Worker, it reminded me of Miracle Whip, and it made me want a good sandwich on white bread with cheese, Miracle, just cheese, white bread, and Miracle Whip.
Oh, that's a good sandwich for quarantine.
Oh, shit. That's a quarantine sandwich right there.
That's a quarantine sandwich all the way. Miracle Whip will last for years.
Well, if you, it's like we sit here meditating and expecting miracles when we've forgotten to put the whip on our sandwiches and been like, I don't know.
That's all you need.
You know, we've been doing the wrong thing. We had it so right in the 80s, and then we went and screwed it up with all this like self-love and meditation. All right.
Yeah.
So... It's just about the sandwiches, guys. Didn't you ever have a life-changing sandwich from your mom with Miracle Whip on it that made everything better?
I did. Such a comfort food. Yeah.
I did. Except one sandwich never felt like enough for me. I was definitely a little bit of a heavy kid.
Two-timer?
Oh, yeah. I was a two-timer. That's a nice word for what I was called. Okay. So, a two-timer. I don't even know. All right. I am picked. Gang, this card for you. It has a dragonfly on it. It says, I always trust the direction of the universe and know I'm being guided. That is your card. How do you feel about that?
I really like that, because I think I'm like everyone else right now, feeling a little anxious about like my job and what's going to happen there, and being out of Santa Monica for a little bit. And so it's nice to just fall back on a thought that you're right where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Things will fall into place. You just have to keep reminding yourself of that, that it's all okay in the end.
Mm, I love that. So true. I feel that one. I feel the exact same way. Mm-hmm. Okay, pulling this card from myself. This says, instead of praying for an outcome, I pray for the highest good for all. And that is, okay, I love this because this is also like, I can't really foresee an outcome right now. So I'm just praying that there are things that are going on and in this time that we can't see, potentially resetting the environment. I've heard really great things are coming out of this horrible time for the environment as far as emissions yes. and air quality in China and so many different things that are somewhat healing because things are slowing down, even though it is a terrible time for so many other things.
Right.
So just praying for the highest good of all that can come out of this, whatever that looks like. Maybe it's bringing us closer together. Maybe it's reminding us to just stop for a minute and see if our lives are matched up and aligned with what we actually feel called to in the world. And yeah, because I've even noticed such a slowdown of just like, it's funny, my default response has been to want to speed up and do more for like, do more for people and do more stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, mm-hmm. don't like, just give yourself a moment, like give yourself a moment to figure out what you should be doing right now. Like, how can you best serve instead of just scattering energy like I always do? So
absolutely.
All right, sister, you got a cue?
Oh yeah. Do we have cues?
We always okay. got cues.
Here's a cue on communication, which is probably relevant right now.
Because, very. Because that's all you got.
That's all you got right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is from @al.lands. And they ask, how do you learn to use different types of communication with different types of situations?
I've been thinking so much about communication right now because I have had some communication on my team that I've had to do. And I'm realizing we had a couple problems like spur up, which are completely normal problems for businesses and with different people that you have on your team because we have a lot of different personalities and they use different language and they respond differently. And they, you know, a couple of them weren't like understanding how the communication style of the others. And so we had to sit down and figure out what it was that was number one triggering, what got misunderstood, where, why, what, you know, what was the expectation that wasn't being spoken. And this is, as I'm saying it, this is obviously your relationships with your spouse, with your friends, with your family. Like we overlook so many little, you know, irritants all the time. And I don't think that's right. a good idea. I think it's better to, especially if you're all at home with your kids and with your spouses and you're trying to get closer to your friends right now, you know, via online or whatever that looks like. It's kind of like, why don't we take this time to understand each other and be like, hey, I just am so curious, like when you said that, what has made you feel that way? Like what makes you say it with that type of feeling or with that type of, you know, the thing about conversations is no matter what, they're triggering in the beginning. I really believe that in order to solve something, it gets worse before it gets better. There are the moments of like the worst conversation ever. And this is so awkward and this doesn't feel good. And I'm not saying one conversation solves it because that's kind of what we were talking about on our team. It's kind of like, well, this is going to have to be an ongoing conversation of like Absolutely. Learning how to get better. And that's how Chris and I were. Like when he came home, he spoke a totally different language. He was very harsh. He was very like straight to the point. He did not sugarcoat things. And a lot of the things he was saying, he was not a compassionate person in the beginning because he just, you know, he came from mortgage and finance. It was like, hit your goal or like, don't. Like just piss or get off the pot was like, nothing was taken into consideration.
Right.
And we had a whole, you know, and that's not the business I run. I run a business that has a lot to do with compassion. So it was like, what is this language that we can use? How can you teach me a beautiful way to talk about numbers and make sure that I keep this a business? But also how can I show you how important it is to be compassionate in different areas? So it was crazy. How about you? Yeah, I know that being a newlywed, you are melding languages. So tell me what you guys did and are doing.
Oh yeah. Especially when you're in the foxhole with your partner for, we've been together since March 7th now. Oh. Yeah. So it's been a long time. And it's been really wonderful though, because I think we're both kind of catching ourselves. If we get like short about something, you just kind of have to pause and be like, okay, let's think about the circumstances we're in right now. Of course, we're a little on edge with everything that's going on. So just being able to try to take those pauses has really helped me. And even things like for instance, you and Chris, like you do a great job of drawing boundaries. I'm like, okay, now this is work time. We're working together as a couple. This is, we're getting all these tasks done. And then you have that reset with walking your dog. And this is our time to relate to each other as a couple. So we're trying to do that too. And it's hard, but just pausing, I think, has helped a lot for me personally.
Mm. Oh my God. I'm pausing so much right now because I, like when I'm in between meetings, I'm not really, it's funny. I've learned to like designate time on my phone in between, like for certain times. And Chris will use the time in between his meetings to be on his phone. So he's 24/7 work until about 7 or 8 at night right now. Well, we're totally obviously normally at home, but now we're really like, now I don't have other team to talk to. So I like to like have a shake and be like, hey, what's going on in your day so far? He doesn't like that. So he is like very short with me and like, I'm still working. So no matter how many conversations I've had with him around like, hey, you don't have to say it like that, it hasn't changed that much on his end. But I'm also really aware, like he's told me so many times, please don't take it personal. If you ask me while I'm doing something, I'm probably going to be short with you because I'm working this whole time if I'm on my phone. And so I am now aware that like, oh, to him, it probably seems really annoying that I'm talking to him while he's on his phone, even though he's out in parts of the home that I think are like a free for all, but that's not the case at all. So for me, it wasn't about like, stop talking to me that way. It was like, oh, I do keep on doing the thing that he's told me over and over to him is irritating. Because he's like, if you see me and I'm getting a shake or water and I'm on my phone or doing something, he's like, I'm still working. So he doesn't want to be bothered. And to me, I'm just like, talk to me, please. Nobody, what?
Yeah.
There's nobody here.
We don't have anyone else to talk to.
But I get it. He's trying to get through, you know, he's working with hundreds of entrepreneurs in DMs. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's just, we're going to sit tight till 6 or 7 at night. And then I'll ask, is this a good time first?
Yeah. And I love what you said about kind of reframing the communication with your team now too. I'm struggling with that with my boss right now, just because we're far away and we've never done a remote thing before. So just kind of coming up with checkpoints throughout the day and how do we communicate best with each other? Because a lot of people are like, they physically like want to see you on Skype all day typing. And it's like, that doesn't work. You've got to come up with different systems, and we're all in this together. It's a struggle for everybody.
Yeah. I think the, you know, the people who can just realize it's going to feel uncertain and it's going to feel challenging. And like, if you can sit in that, I'm really sitting in like the uncertainty and discomfort and being like, this is how it feels like. And you will find a groove. Like, I know it sounds crazy and you probably don't feel that way, but I'm actually a little bit like, once people find their groove after like these 2 or 3 months, I think they're going to find it really challenging to go back and be like, well, dang, we kind of found this at home groove. Like, why do we have to go in? So we'll
seriously.
See. Yeah, we shall see. But I do think we are going to crave that community, but I think it will reset a lot of things. Like it's making me look at resetting my team because I'm like, I don't know if we need to be here all the time. Like I'm really enjoying some of my at home time and they're kind of like thriving doing their work from home, even though they miss obviously some, you know, connection. But so, okay. What was that the question we answered? Yeah.
Yeah. We answered one.
I was like, did we answer one question?
I think we just did one question. Do you want another question?
You know, we've gone for 20 minutes. I think.
Oh my gosh.
There we go. I know that you're on the road as well. And you just checked into a hotel. And I was like, whose house are you in? It looks like a house.
I know.
You're like, this is someone's home or like someone's hotel.
It's
and they
very
gave
nice.
You blueberry muffins.
Yeah, warm blueberry muffins. It was so sweet. People really show their true colors and compassion and kindness in hard times. It's a really nice reminder of the good things.
I am telling you, I've been going on runs and the people that I've seen like pass me on runs, we have been like completely eye contact and smiling. I'm also making obviously an intention to do it. But at the same time, I feel like they are too. So yeah, it's been beautiful just watching some of the people and what they're doing. So it's been
Agreed.
Interesting. So we will sit tight and I will be able to do this podcast with you from Adam's family next week.
Woo-hoo!
Right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you how the date goes.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. Make sure you take pictures of your outfits.
Okay. I will.
Even though I don't think you're going to do that, but all right. I can't wait to hear and more ways to be creative from home coming right up. You guys, sending you so much love wherever you're at. We know you're in your home. So sending love straight to your homes.
Straight to your house.
And until next time, be questionably awesome.
Yeah. Every
Bye,
day.
Everyone.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.